your superpowers again?
I'm rich. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. My turn.
Come together. Welcome to Parking Ideas!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And I just dropped my phone at work. It's like this asshole.
I still can't believe that you sent him clown video.
Well, it wasn't a video. It was one of those 3D...
Yeah, like you have to turn your camera to like really see everything around it.
Yeah, so I literally spun my camera around while sitting in my desk at work. And then the fucking clown's like right in front of the camera. It was one of those like scary-looking clowns, too. I was like, oh, fuck.
You have to admit, though, one of the greatest marketing tools I've seen in a long time is that 3D thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think there's like an app that does it or something like that. Because I've seen people that do it from their own shit.
I think Facebook lets you do it from within the app. Is that right? I think Aaron's done it before.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I have done it once before.
And it's through Facebook?
Yeah, I created it through Facebook, man. I love it to be able to build large like landscapes like that.
Are you just doing like, is it pretty much just a panoramic?
It's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's just a big old panoramic.
You still playing Resident Evil, Homer?
No, I'm playing that, what is it called? That ghost, whatever.
Ghost Recon Wildlands? How is that? I've been thinking about getting it, but
I've heard mixed reviews. Like, I think it's better if you have people with you. Like, if it's by yourself, it's kind of like, okay, it drags. But, I mean, it's kind of fun. It's all right. I like it.
So what you're saying, then, is if you're going to play that game, people need to come together right now. Come on, that was a pretty good segue.
Please don't ever do
that. That was a pretty good segue. I don't want to hear it. That was great.
You're like, huh? Huh?
Come on.
Come on, man. Welcome to the episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip. You got me just as I was eating a cookie.
Well, it wouldn't be an episode if we did it. Yeah. Who's excited to talk about that Justice League trailer?
There's a Justice League trailer?
This mother trucker. I don't know. Like that. Who wants to go first? Because I could talk all day about this. So I'll let somebody else go first. Overall thoughts about it. Who's going first?
Go, Miner. I'm going to pass up a Miner.
As I put another cookie in my mouth.
Did you forget? You're like, I have a limited time to record today. I've already eaten dinner, so now I'm going to choose this limited amount of time to eat cookies right now. Not while you're studying for the rest
of
the night.
I'm so hungry.
You're going to study for the rest of the night. Still eating cookies. Fine. Homer, are you going or am I going? Philip, you've lost your turn.
I don't know.
You've lost your turn.
I don't know. I feel like there was more scenes that kind of pulled me into it a little more. You know, I still feel that, like I said previously, oh my God, Cyborg is like too CGI, like it's too much.
Yep,
you know, I kind of like the where they threw on where he has a full mask, you know what I mean?
Loved
sometimes
it.
You know.
Yep.
Kind of liking the new Aquaman kind of fighting, you know. He's kind of showing he has some super jumps there.
Yeah, dude, because he's a fucking total surf dude.
I don't know he was able to jump like that. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Woo!
I'm kind of getting into it. I'm kind of really wanting to see what they're going to do and how it's all going to play out, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of action is what I'm kind of feeling. You know, like, there's going to be a lot going on.
It is a Zack Snyder movie, so we can expect beautiful action. But yeah, this definitely feels a lot more action-heavy than story-heavy, which I don't think anybody's going to complain about.
No.
Philip, you have thoughts?
Are you ready, Philip? Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, he just ate another cookie, so he's totally ready.
I'm good. I just finished chewing this one.
Go ahead before I go into my monologue.
All right. I'll keep it brief. I like how they didn't show any of Superman, since he's quote unquote dead right now, even though we all know he's not. So I like that part, how they're keeping it kind of a surprise. Whether is it gonna keep, you know, keep to the story of him coming back towards the end, or is it just gonna be like, oh, no Superman, surprise bitches, you know? And we have to wait until like another DC movie comes out later.
No, he's definitely coming out in this movie. My guess is about 2/3 to the movie.
Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to start getting their ass kicked and they're going to need him, and he's just going to show up and be like, hey guys, miss me?
Nah, I think I'm on the other side of the spectrum. I think there's like that scene where Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and Cyborg are in some kind of space. I think they're going to be rescuing Superman at that point. I think there's going to be some kind of recon mission to get him, because we've seen in the first trailer how they were burying those mother boxes for so long ago. It's like the King Arthur times. So they are aware and have been monitoring what's happening on Earth for an extended period of time. They have to know some Kryptonians there. And I bet you they see him go down. There's something – it somehow is going to tie to that scene in – it's going to somehow tie to that scene in Batman v Superman where it's that dream sequence where, you know, he sees the Flash and sees Superman. Oh, I think it's going to tie to that somehow. Because, and the parademons are going to have kidnapped Superman, and they're going to be trying to make him Bizarro or some shit like that. And that's going to be a rescue mission. So I don't think Superman's going to come save the day. I think he's going to – well, I mean, I guess he will come and help save the day. Yeah, I don't think he'll be the savior.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out, right? We'll test our theories.
So, I feel like the overall excitement for this film is not as great as it should be, given that trailer that we just got. I mean, and you two are perfect examples. Like, this is a great representation of how I feel like the internet has reacted as a whole, and anybody that I've kind of talked to about it. People dig it. It looks great. Visually stunning. Man, these are fucking comic book pages come to life. This take on Aquaman is stellar. Of course he'd be a fucking beach dude. Seeing him roll up on the Batmobile, woo, yeah! Dude, that's insane. Popping up, kind of giving Batman a quick back, where he's a Arthur Curry, I hear you like to talk to fish. And then Aquaman shows up, just suck a bet. Dig it. So, you know, that kind of banter, like, I mean, it's giving this, it's not obviously changing the overall tone, because this movie's dark as shit. Like, visually dark. But they're clearly listening to everything that was heard from Batman v Superman and making these adjustments. And it looks amazing. Gordon looks amazing. Every hero looks amazing. And to be honest, man, I can't wait to grab a Parademon action figure, because those things look G. I don't care what you say. Those things look awesome. Cyborg, yeah, his CGI is a little funky still. I don't know why they put him so much in the trailer. Obviously, that CGI is not finished developing, because this movie comes out in, what, 8 months? Like, still got a lot of work to do on that. And so they have plenty of time to clean that up. But the overall anticipation and excitement for this trailer, which was great, is super low. I mean, this trailer did everything it's supposed to. It's like I've been telling my wife, like, Guardians of the Galaxy has kind of nailed how trailers should be. I mean, you guys have all seen the Guardians of the Galaxy trailers, right?
Yeah.
Yep. It looks fucking awesome.
Very well put together, dude. Like,
Well, let me ask you a question. What's that movie about?
To be honest with you, nobody knows.
Exactly. Nobody. Who's the bad guy in that movie?
Having the slightest idea.
Nobody. Exactly. But that movie looks visually interesting, and you can tell, because you're invested in those characters, that you want to see more from them. That's exactly what this Justice League trailer did. I know they're going to fight parademons, which people – I'm sick of fucking people who comparing them to the Chitauri from Avengers. Like, Marvel – Avengers didn't invent these faceless demons from the fight. Blade kills like 10,000 vampires. Good guys need faceless enemies to fight. That's just how it is. And in this case, it's the parademons who look 10 times cooler than the fucking Chitauri from Avengers. Sorry. These parademons look super cool. Love them. And I think the overall excitement is down. I think we're all kind of still a little jaded by Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad. Those trailers were awesome, and the movies were not what we expected when we saw them in theaters.
True. I'll give you that.
So here's a curveball. What if
Batman?
Throwing it out there, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen.
What? You put your cookies away?
I finished them already.
That's a myth.
I only had like 5 or 6 left in the bag.
What kind of cookies?
What if some Italian cookies?
There you go.
Special ordered.
But face this, name those cookies. They're just for you to destroy. Just like the Chitauri.
$20 a box, not including shipping and handling.
The parody. Not that expensive.
He's not 15.
Nah, they're like $6. Anyway, what if we see like a... I have the feeling we will, but not like crazy action. What if we see like Green Lantern or, you know, Martian Manhunter? Just like a glimpse or some sort of allusion to them.
No, I totally think we're going to see Green Lantern. I think we're definitely going to see Green Lantern. Yeah. I'd love to see Martian Manhunter because he's one of my favorite characters, but I don't think that's happening yet, especially with what he's got going on Supergirl right now. I think
I was like, he's in Supergirl, isn't he?
Yeah, I think we're going to definitely see Green Lantern, which will lead into whatever the next film is going to be and lead into the Green Lantern Corps. But I think
Henry Cavill's Instagram where he's like, I got to be big. Superman's got to be bigger than Green Lantern or what?
Yeah, you know what, too? Another thing that there's that scene where he's with Gordon. And he goes, I see you're playing with others again. Or it's nice to see you playing with others again. And does the maybe temporary. Dude, I love that Gordon is like basically telling us like, hey, you got some new Robins or Nightwings laying around? Like, this is cool. Like, so that's kind of cool. I'm still interested to see. I think Armie Hammer is definitely tied to this universe. I'm very excited to see if he's going to be Green Lantern or Nightwing or some other character that we have no idea with. Either way. I like him as an actor, and I'm excited to see him in any role. And I'm excited. I think that – well, I don't think. I don't know. But I would love to see some kind of alluding to or mention of Nightwing in this movie too. I would totally freaking dig that.
Pretty cool.
Justice League trailer was fantastic, but I think we also kind of have a taste left in our mouth from the last two movies, and we're just staying – realistic. I also think it was way early to fucking drop this trailer. 8 months out?
Well, I mean, there was another trailer that came out recently, too.
It's been done before.
That was pretty awesome. People
have, like, dropped the trailer, and they're like, yeah, you know, see you next year. And I'm all, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, it was Batman v Superman.
Yeah,
well, Batman v Superman debuted their trailer at Comic-Con the year before it came out. Almost the full, it was the kind of same timeline. I just hope we don't get another two trailers and we get the Doomsday reveal that we had in the Batman v Superman trailer in this Justice League trailer. I love this. Just recut these scenes, maybe give me a little bit more Cyborg and Flash a little bit more, and I'd be totally cool with that.
And I feel like Flash didn't get a lot of time on the trailer. Like, I feel like his was real quick.
Mm-hmm. Heard that. Mm-hmm. Very funny over there, sir. Your dad joke game is strong.
Doing what I can.
I'm not a dad, so.
Hey, sorry. There it is.
Yeah.
Yep. Pun game strong. Pun game strong. Nonetheless, I'm super excited to see this movie. One thing I didn't touch on,
there we go. I think
anybody even mentioned, but like Ben Affleck is the Batman, right? Like, he couldn't look any more Batman-esque in that fucking trailer.
Like, I don't know, man. Every time I think of that scene where he is talking to the as Bruce Wayne, he's talking to the Flash.
Hey, what's your superpower? I'm rich.
I'm rich. Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was awesome.
That's all you had to say, bro. I'm rich, man.
But like that scene where he's grappling to absolutely nothing out of this frame, which is pure, that's classic Batman comic book.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to shoot it in midair and
it's just going to hit something. I would love for them to like in a comic or in a movie or something, just address like, just somehow say like, oh yeah, I met this girl one time. And like, you see a stage play of a Zatanna show He's like, yeah, he blessed my grappling gun or something so that it's like enchanted. And that would like explain away why that grappling gun always can find something to hook on.
Not always. In the animated series, he did miss a couple times.
I would like for you to refer those episode season and episode numbers to me as soon as possible because I don't recall that.
And there's a couple where he went to shoot and he missed. I don't think he missed, but he had nothing to grapple onto.
I don't think Batman would ever shoot knowing that there was nothing to grapple onto.
Dude,
no, I really don't recall that, man. And that's actually where I noticed it was in the animated series.
He just shot straight up.
He's just always like, we gotta go.
Straight up. And he was off.
There was one where he was like, he shot from one and he's swinging, and then he went to like, it was like a fight scene or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. I'll have to find it. But he like points his grappling gun, he's got nothing, he just falls.
That's crazy.
No, I don't believe it. That's when that's when the Batwing showed up and caught him or something.
Probably.
You know who I think has that blessing too? Is Spider-Man, dude.
Boom.
He has that blessing of just throwing him out there and just
look at this. We're the Segway fucking kings tonight, baby. Segway kings.
I think we should call ourselves the Febreze Brothers because it feels so fresh right now.
Goddamn.
All right, guys. It's been fun. too much. I'm out.
Too much or not enough? I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. I'm glad I got some water because we're on fire right now.
Sure. You think so?
I was wondering why my ice was melted so fast. Now
I swear to God, it was a full cup of ice when I started.
I wish Sam was here right now to back me up.
She would pun in.
Yeah.
She would just definitely pun it off.
I'm pretty sure you have the wrong idea. I think she would be 100% on the pun.
All right, we need David back.
She would be more like, it's okay, Minor, get out of the way. I got this.
Yeah, pretty much.
She'd be on. We'll accept your resignation now, Philip. Oh, man. Good times. I can't wait to have her back on the show. Spider-Man trailer dropped this morning from when we're recording it. So kind of tells you when we're recording it.
So it'll be yesterday morning, technically, once you're hearing of this.
2 days ago. This comes out Thursday.
All right.
Nice.
Cha-cha! That being said, well, I guess now it comes out Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter. When you hear it, you should have already seen the Spider-Man trailer because I posted most of it on our Instagram today. Homer, would you like to discuss your thoughts on the Marvel-Sony collaboration of Spider-Man Homecoming trailer?
There's a lot going on. There's honestly a lot going on. They're showing that Iron Man is actually, like, I guess it. They're putting enough of him in the trailer that I feel like he's going to be a major role.
I mean, can we call this a trailer or should we just call it a short film at this point?
It might be.
Seriously, it was long.
Like, what's going on? Who's the villain? You know, and this is, like you said, the total opposite of what DC did and, you know, the other Marvel movies that they're pumping out where it's like, they don't give you nothing away, but you're still interested. But this one gives you everything. Gives you a villain. Gives you why the villain hates certain people. You know, Iron Man's in it. It shows that he's trying to help him. It shows a lot of his suit, you know, where he presses his chest piece and it jumps off of it. And, you know, it shows that he has the wings and everything. Like, there's so much going on. And it's so cool. And they put little jokes from Civil War in there, which was the opening scene where they're like watching a Captain America little.
Oh, it's a fitness video. It's like a fucking field day or something. And like, it's like him talking about why fitness is important or something like that, dude.
I just thought it was funny. He was like, yeah, I stole this shit. Like Miter said, dude, I think that was funny, but I mean, they put a lot into it. I think they showed, if I'm wrong, correct me, somebody. But it kind of looked like a quick little slap where he's bumping his fist together of Electro. Like, that's what it kind of looked like to me.
I saw that.
And
so,
I was like, is it? Or is it just a vulture? Like, who's all going to be in it? What's going on? But, I mean, there's a lot. I think I watched it like 2-3 times, and that was just – I think I'm more hyped for this than I am for Justice League, to be honest with you.
You know what I like about it? I like the fact that they're not like, okay, we're going to start the entire saga over, you know, another Spider-Man origin story. They kind of just pick up right after Civil War left off, in a sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I dig that because I did not want to see another Spider-Man origin story.
Done with Spider-Man origin.
This seems a little weird to me, though. You know, I know that Tony Stark gave it to him and stuff like that, but the suit's kind of bugging me a little bit.
I thought the suit was awesome.
I mean, it's cool and everything, but I don't know. It's just kind of bugging me. It doesn't feel like a Spider-Man suit, in a sense.
Well, what does it feel like?
It just feels too, I don't know. Like, every time I, the way I think of Spider-Man, I'm reading in the comics, watching the animated series, even the previous movies, it's always been like a suit he puts on. He has it under his clothes. You know, it's not this, like, little toy thing that he just, like, throws up and just, well, bow, you know, like the freaking Iron Man suit that just, like, you know, comes on kind of baggy and it shrink wraps over him.
You know, that's kind of funny because that was probably my favorite thing I saw in the trailer, aside from his homeboy wearing the suit. But my favorite thing was seeing him throw the suit on and hit the spider, and it
just adjusts.
Yeah. I was like, I saw that happen and was like, that makes so much sense. Like, it doesn't make sense from a scientific standpoint. Like, that suit is the equivalent of the auto lacing shoes from Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
Auto lacing shoes.
Right.
The ones that they came out with.
Exactly. So, but it's our version of that now. Yeah. We'll never see that in existence, but the pseudoscience behind it makes perfect fucking sense. Of course it would be something that suctions to you. Like, that makes perfect sense.
And it's awesome because I feel like their explanation for it, you know, if Iron Man does give it to him or Tony Stark, he's going to be like, why is it so big? And he's going to kind of play off of the, well, if somebody finds it, they're going to assume it belongs to a bigger person, not like a 15, 16-year-old kid in high school. Like, how would they know to turn it on and hit the spider? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be kind of his, you know, identity kind of help him out and stuff like
that. Sure, absolutely. I mean, we see his homeboy wearing it, and it's shrink-wrapped on that guy, too. Beautiful. Yeah. I loved it. That was one of my favorite things. Outside of fucking Michael Keaton, absolutely crushing this. Dude, Michael, this is going to be the first Marvel movie where a villain that's not Loki gets some love, man. Michael Keaton is bringing the fire. He's also contributing to my melted ice.
His suit is just... I think so the way they showed his wings and what he's able to do with it was awesome. Like,
I think his wings are going to be the new Captain America shield. Really? The dog found the toy? You got to be kidding me.
And
what, no, that's what it is?
Is that like...
Who was like, is that a dying bird? Shit.
Is that nobody kind of sees him as a villain? For perfect example, I never saw or thought of seeing the Vulture as a big screen villain character. Like, I just always saw him as
animated, Michael Keaton. Because I was always like, Batman. Like, when I was even watching the trailer, I was like, what's Batman doing in the trailer?
No way, dude. Keaton's one of those super faceted actors, man. Like, I love Keaton in Batman, but I also love him in Beetlejuice, and I love him in The Other Guys. Dude, The Other Guys, he's perfect in, man. That dude don't go chase no waterfalls.
Are you kidding me right now? You don't know.
I don't remember him being in The Other Guys.
He's the boss.
He was the boss from the cops.
Yeah. Sorry. I was thinking the other one.
Captain or whatever.
And then I loved him also in I even loved him in Need for Speed.
I forgot he was in there, dude.
He's it plays absolutely no role in the movie whatsoever, but he crushes it the whole time. Dude, that guy can act circles around people. He's the bomb, man. I feel like those wings are going to be the new version of Captain America's shield, where they're like, who's your favorite character? I'm going to be all Vulture's wings.
Can we talk about Marissa Tomei for like 2 minutes? Because I saw her and I was like, oh, man, yep.
There it is.
All right. What? She still looks good.
So I was disappointed that we still haven't seen Donald Glover, like not even a glimpse. I want to know what he's doing. My theory is that he's the tinkerer and that other dude, his homeboy, and part of the person who's going to be giving him that weapon is not, who'd you say, Homer? Electro? Yeah. I don't think it's Electro. I think it's Shocker.
Shocker. Oh, well, I must have gotten them confused.
Yeah, Shocker. That's Shocker. That's the Fist guy. Electro's the guy who has the electric powers, but Shocker.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Spider-Man villains. We see you, Philip. It's just not funny.
Whatever, man.
Not even the audience is laughing. I hope you know.
Well, Shocker's one of my favorite Spider-Man villains just because he is one of the coolest looking characters ever, man. I love that yellow netted electric gauntlet look. I don't know. I just think that guy always looked really cool. I'm pretty excited to see him kind of come into play. I do think it's a little bit funny, though, that people always be bullshitting, saying like, oh, why Amazing Spider-Man 2 went wrong because it had all these different villains. This movie literally has three villains. Four if you include Tony Stark.
Yeah, Homer, he's kind of, I think he
played Power Ranger Krispy Kreme box. I got an unused one in my car right now.
Sorry, these are hot and fresh, bro.
Son, I was wondering why you walked up the house.
And you guys talk about me eating cookies, he's eating donuts.
These are Krispy Kreme. They don't have to be Italian cookies, all right? These are Krispy Kremes.
And
that box though, man.
The world stops when they're hot and fresh, I'll tell you that right now.
And she said, man, oh man. So overall excitement for Spider-Man level.
Oh, I'm more excited now because it's coming out right after my birthday. So you guys know what we'll be doing for my birthday, all right?
Good with that.
I can't wait for Spider-Man.
It's looking good.
I gotta see more of the Justice League before I fully get on that hype train.
I don't want to get on it. It's too early, man. I want to get on it like in August. I'll get on it in August.
I'm already on the hype train, dude.
I mean,
hype train has no breaks.
Oh, wow. And you said
it stops for no one.
Wow. Wow. On that note, folks, I think we're gonna wrap it up here. Please stay tuned, though. I got an interview with a special guest as we review the most recent Power Ranger movies. But for Homer, Phillip, and myself, that's all for us tonight.
All righty, guys. So y'all have a good night. Catch up on Iron Fist. That's out there, too. We might be recording on that one soon. So y'all have a good night, guys.
One right now. I love the first two episodes because it was like Shark Tank. And then it kind of all went downhill from there.
Haven't watched it yet, so.
Well, aren't you just
as usual, in typical Philip fashion? But in all seriousness, I'm super busy studying, so I haven't had much time to do much of anything. But yeah, it's been fun, guys. Have a good one.
And I'm Aaron. Y'all stay tuned. Special guest coming up right
now.
A special guest with me right now. You want to tell anybody who you are? You gotta tell somebody who you are. Or it's just me and you talking into the microphone. Don't look at that. That's just for me to have later. Riley, who are you? It's a confusing question. Who are you to me?
Son.
Very good. I'm your
dad.
And we got to do something real fun last week. What did we do?
Watch the Power Ranger movie.
How stoked were you on that?
Hmm?
How excited were you to see the Power Ranger movie?
Very.
We went to go see it Thursday night, right? We stayed up nice and late on a school night.
Yep.
It was pretty sweet. Did we get anything cool there?
Yes.
What was it?
A Power Ranger cup.
A Power Ranger cup.
With red and yellow on it.
Just red and yellow, right? That was kind of lame, right? Only have those two on there.
I know. The other ones had the had other threes. The other three on them.
The popcorn bucket, right?
Yeah, the popcorn bucket had all of them on there.
That's true.
But the other cups had three. The other three Rangers that we didn't have on our medium cup.
But that's all right, because we got a pretty sweet cup still, right?
Yeah.
And we filled it up with some soda on a school night. Can't go wrong with that, right?
Nope.
So, let's talk about the Power Ranger movie. You know Papa does a podcast, and we talk about funky stuff like this all the time. So I thought, who better to have? I only know one person who's a Power Ranger expert. And that's you, dude. You're my Power Ranger expert. How many episodes of Power Rangers do you think you've watched?
About 378.
378? That's probably a solid guess. I'd probably even say more than that. How many seasons is that, do you think? How many different ones have you watched?
15.
15? Man, that was a good guess.
Because Mighty Morphin, the regular on Netflix, has a bunch of episodes.
That's right. You got Mighty Morphin. What comes after Mighty Morphin?
Zeo.
We got Zeo.
Space.
Samurai. I think Samurai is where we started, right? So when you were a wee little lad, we started with Samurai. We started watching Samurai, and you got real into Power Rangers. Papa used to also be into Power Rangers pretty heavily, and that sparked my fuel back up, too. So we got to see the Power Rangers movie this past week. Did you like it?
Yes.
So, what'd you like about it?
Alpha.
So Alpha was one of the things I was actually kind of worried about. When I first saw him, I thought he looked kind of funky. And then as I saw more trailers, I thought he started to grow on me, and it was a pretty fun little experience. He was pretty cool in the movie, huh? What was cool about Alpha in the theater?
He was like the only one that could talk in Zordon's language.
True.
In the space language.
Yeah, the space language. Zordon could talk in the space language. Who else could talk in the space language? There's one other person. Do you remember? Before you say freaky things like that, you gotta say spoilers. This is total spoilers. We could talk about all the funky stuff that happened. So, there was something weird about Rita in this movie, too. What was it?
She was a Power Ranger, but she's a bad guy.
Dude, the theories were correct. She totally was a Power Ranger turned evil. What color was she?
Green.
Naturally.
And at the end of the movie, Tommy and the original Pink Ranger from the episodes were taking pictures of the new Megazord.
Yep, there were people in the crowd. We had Jason David Frank and Jamie Joe Johnson, the original Green and Pink Rangers, were in the movie. So when you saw them, did you immediately recognize them?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because I recognized the jacket and the shirt.
Yeah, you can't miss that Green Ranger. He's pretty easy to spot out of a crowd, huh?
Yes.
What else did you like about the movie?
The Zord.
So Zords were a big thing. So who got in their Zord first? Do you remember?
Black.
He
was the first one to get crazy, even though he wouldn't even morph.
It was kind of funny, because he was the crazy one, and he kept calling Yellow Ranger crazy girl. Yeah?
Because she was crazier than him.
I don't know if she was crazier than him. He was a pretty crazy dude. But, so you liked the Megazords. Which one was your favorite Zord? I'll tell you which one my favorite Zord was. I think I'd have to go... See, I'm kind of torn. I'd go with the Red Ranger Zord in the movie. Looked pretty awesome. And Red's not my favorite Zord outside of the movie, in the original. He's not my favorite. But, as you know, we have all the action figures too. Yellow's pretty sweet with that dual cannon on her back.
And the saber tooth.
Yeah, the saber tooth. So which one do you think was your favorite? You make for good radio, son.
I'd say blue.
Blue? So you're a sucker for blue.
He has more details in the new one.
Yeah? He was pretty sweet. I think the Blue Ranger might have been my favorite ranger throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, he was pretty funny.
He was funny. It was pretty neat to see him out in the field doing all kinds of crazy stuff was super smart. It was interesting to see somebody on the spectrum kind of working in that kind of way. And he was at the forefront. Mom put it in a good way. He was kind of the backbone
of the team. Because he was the scaredy cat and the smartest and the brain.
He was everything, man. He was top dog.
He was top dog, but He was a scaredy cat in the team.
Yeah, I don't think he was scaredy cat, though.
He was scared to jump across the cliff.
That's true. That's true. He was scared to jump across the cliff.
Yeah, but he had a reason for that because he knew he wouldn't have made it like the others. Because he made it on the edge.
Yeah, he totally made it, huh? So let me see.
Me and you thought he was going to make the farthest right behind them.
And he did not. So, you've seen a lot of Power Rangers. How do you think this movie compared to the TV?
Original?
Sure. Yeah, the original. Let's go with that.
Well, Blue has more details than the original Blue Ranger Zord.
Yeah.
The Triceratops in the episodes, he has rollers like a tractor.
Yep.
But the new Blue Ranger trap, I mean...
Megazord
has legs now.
Mm-hmm. So pretty cool. So, you liked the additional detail. What did you think about the suits? Suits an upgrade or a downgrade?
Upgrade. Because they had the Nova in the middle of them.
Oh.
For the lightning bolt.
Yeah. That was pretty sweet. So, I liked the suit upgrade. So, do you think that there's a particular season that you like more than the movie? Or do you think the movie is kind of top of the line right now? You think that's best of the best?
Second best?
Which one's the first best?
Zeo.
I know you don't mean that. Which one's the best?
Samurai.
I knew you were going to say Samurai. That's the one you started with, just like I think Mighty Morphin's the best, because that's the one I started with. But this one is definitely second place to those, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Well, Riley, thanks for coming on our show today and talking Power Rangers with me. We'll have to have you on again soon. Nobody can hear you head nod. All right, you want to say goodnight?
Goodnight.
Say goodnight. I'm Riley.
I'm Riley.
The saddest I'm Riley I've ever heard. And I'm Aaron. Y'all have a good night.